The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
It's checkerboard time.
Hello, my friends, how are you all? It's checkerboard time again. Urena's on the air. So come on, good friends everywhere, and listen in as we begin a feast of fun and fun. To see the difference Urena makes and beat it right along.
Yes, I need a sip of tea because, you know, the tension. Now, I'm feeling tense. I have tension in my sensitive body. One moment, please. Oh, I love green tea. Green tea just makes me tingle. I don't know what it is about green tea. Maybe it's the vodka in it. No, I don't put vodka in my green tea. Just a little gin. Oh, God, I hate gin. Ugh, feh. Gin is horrible. Gin is like drinking cologne. I do not get, although I have drunk it if I'm out of vodka, but I don't get the concept of gin. It is just the strongest, oddest flavor. Let's do this, my sweet and most wonderful loveys. We're going to move forward. We're going to push forward just like we're pushing out a baby.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
It is just the strongest, oddest.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One and this is episode 2187 of the BFO for Wednesday the 15th of June 2016. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. Y'all, we've got some more entries into the I Audit contest, and we're going to talk about the Big Brother! Yes, Big Fatty! Hello, Juniper's Big Fatty! What the hell does that mean? Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, you are Junipers. You are Junipers today, because y'all, today, June the 15th, y'all, in addition to being payday, y'all, it is World Gin Day. Big Fatty, I didn't know you whirled your gin. Well, you can have it world or unworld, but W-O-R-L-D, all world. Yes, that's correct. And and so, y'all, I hope that you'll all celebrate. I know that Stevie B will be celebrating a World Gin Day. Yes, Big Betty, is it every day World Gin Day for a lot of your listeners? Well, only if they're listening. Yes, Big Betty, I suggest they have an extra one when you start talking about the Big Brother app today. Yes, Big Betty. Yeah, Gussie. Now, y'all, on two, I say Tuesday afternoon, y'all, they announced who the new players are for the Big Brother app. And y'all, it, by the way, it debuts. It debuts 1 week from tonight, June the 22nd at 8 Eastern, 7 Central. Check your local listings, Big Betty. But y'all, they've got 12 players going in right now, but y'all, they're expecting, the rumors are that there are going to be 4 returning players maybe coming back as coaches or something like that. So those haven't been announced, or even if there will be, but y'all, they usually have more than 12 players, so I feel quite certain there's going to be some former players that are included in the mix by the time the debut comes in. And y'all, I predict that they will be going into the Big Brother house probably on Friday, because y'all, you know, they've got to have content. Big Betty, you don't have content. Well, but Big Brother's did. Yes, Big Betty. And they got to have content for the season premiere on, it's a 2-night premiere, Wednesday and Thursday. And y'all, then it'll also be on Sunday nights as well. But y'all, they've got 6 men and 6 women. The only little twist they have is that 2 of the new players are siblings to former players. Y'all, the first is a girl, Bronte, she's from San Diego. Big Fatty, do you think Dr. Stone knows her? Not if Dr. Stone's lucky. But she's originally from Denver. Big Fatty, maybe Casey in Denver knows her. Maybe so. But anyway, she kind of looks like Bobby, is the way I called her. Pauly Calafiore, y'all, he's from New Jersey. He's a DJ. He's 27. And y'all, his brother was, what was his brother's name? I don't know, but y'all, he was like the runner up. He was damn good looking. And y'all, this one, Cody, from season 16. He's Cody's brother. And, he may be better looking than Cody was. Big Fatty, is that possible? Cody was a hottie, I will tell you that. Next up is Zakiya. And y'all, she's from Kala, North Kakalaki. She's a preschool teacher. She's 24. And she likes eating. Big Fatty, who doesn't? Y'all, the next one, he's the old person in the house this time. Y'all, it's Glenn Garcia. He's 50. He's from the Bronx, New York. He's a dog groomer and a former police detective. And y'all, when I first looked at him, I thought he looked like that Joe Batanz. And y'all, I sent the big liar an e-letter, and I said, I immediately thought contestant Glenn Garcia was the Joe Batanz of Big Brother 18, did you? He goes, ha-ha, I didn't think that, but without looking up the contestants, I know exactly who you were talking about. There's no resemblance at all, except that he's by the way, he says, he describes himself three adjectives, small, big, and great. Big Fatty, that sounds like Joe Batanz. Next on the list is, and y'all, you can see all of these over at the Big Brother app, at the CBS.com. Y'all, it's Natalie. And she's from New Jersey, and her hometown is Caracas, Venezuela. Big Fatty, she's from Mexico. It's true. And y'all, she looks like Coochie Coochie, and she's got the big fun bag. So I know that's gonna get the men's is all excited. Y'all, Victor Arroyo is from Slidell, Louisiana, and y'all, he looks like he's from Louisiana. He's got kind of a long hair. Y'all, he's sexy and smart and fit, and y'all, he loves the women. He's always looking for the next girl to talk to, and he's never satisfied with what he has. He's always wanting more, and his motto is to get his money, develop his body, and get women. And he's 25. So, but y'all, he looks kind of like he's from Louisiana. Bridget Dunning, she's from Fresno, currently living in Ventura. She's 24, and she's an optimist. Big Fatty, move forward. Y'all, then there's Josea Flores, J-O-Z-E-A, Josea. Y'all, he's currently living in the City of Angels out there with that Joe Batanz. And y'all, it's clear he's the gay one this time. He lives out there in Los Angeles. He's a makeup artist, and he likes the gym, hiking, and yoga. But y'all, it's just, and he's got a hat on. Big Fatty, is it orange? No, it's not orange. But anyway, y'all, the next one up is Tiffany Russo, and she was the girl that came in second last year, that was the poker player. She's her sister. She always was crying last year. Big Fatty, and she was the sister of. Let's just see here. Let me just. She is the sister of Big Fatty. I don't see. Vanessa, I think, was her name. Yes, Big Fatty. And so she's 32. So Big Fatty, she's the old gal. Well, you know, by old gal, you don't mean the Vons. Yo, yo, yo. No, Big Fatty. Y'all, Corey Brooks. Now, y'all, Corey is a cutie patootie. He's from the Dallas, Texas. Big Fatty, I wonder if Tim and James know him, or maybe Joe in Dallas could be. He's a baseball coach, y'all. He likes getting some sick bro pics. Big Fatty, bro pics, okay. I'd like to see him with his shirt off. Michelle Maya, she's 23, from Michigan. She's a nutritionist. Big Fatty, she probably eats kale. Move along. And she's quirky and bubbly. Big Fatty. And then there's Paul Abrahamian from Tarzana, California. And y'all, he's the kind of crazy one, you know, like the magician was last year. He's got a beard and all these tattoos and everything, but he's a clothing designer. So y'all, he may be the homosexual as well. I don't know. I'm just looking here at his profile a little bit more, and it doesn't really. He says he's sneaky. He's observant and remembers things and handles high-stress situations well. Big Fatty, that means he'll have a breakdown the first week. So, y'all, that's your big brother contestants for this year. And, y'all, there's evidently going to be some more that come along, but there you have it. Yes, Big Fatty.
It's Gus Chad's June IARTED contest on the Big Fatty Show. It's Gus Chad's June IARTED contest on the Big Fatty Show. Come on, Big Fatty listeners, and mail in that art from now until the end of June, but certainly do not ever, under any circumstance, email it before June 1st, because we want to see who has got even the smallest amount of artistic ability. It's Gus Chad's June IARTED contest on the Big Fatty Show. Let's mail that shit in.
That is correct. And y'all, that, of course,
this one was really hard.
Oh, and y'all, that is Digga and
Woodhaven.
Woodhaven to you too. First of all, Digga, thank you so much for the totally original bumper for the Gus Chad IARTED contest for the month of June. Big Fatty, he is so talented. Yeah, Gussie. Now, y'all, Big Fatty, yes, Big Fatty, y'all, I've gotten two, not one, but two, I say, two entries into the IARTED contest. And by the way, y'all, you know the IARTED contest. We're halfway through the month of June now, and y'all, all you have to do is do some original artwork from our writer. And you can e-letter it or send it to the villa. If you need the address, just ask Big Fatty. I'm happy to provide it. Or you can e-letter it, and it can be, but it has to be original artwork. Yes, Big Fatty. But y'all, I got two paintings, drawings from y'all. It's from the number one funky homo. And Big Fatty, these are just lovely. And y'all, one of them is a dinosaur, and y'all, he looks like he's getting ready to eat a turtle. Big Fatty, the poor little turtle. And then there's a beautiful tree. And Big Fatty, the dinosaur must have been to El Dentisto, because he has lovely white teeth. It does. But he's got those little dinosaur arms. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, then Jim also sent me a picture of a chicken. Big Fatty, he knows you pretty well, doesn't he? And y'all, it's a lovely little chicken out in the middle of a field, and he's just kind of looking. It's a Big Fatty is a free range chicken. I guess that's what it is. And y'all, then I got a couple of more entries in the mail on I say Tuesday, but I'm going to save them for tomorrow. Y'all, one of them is from Miss Bacon, and y'all, one is from Bacon Bits, and y'all, then I got one from that Gus Chad. And Big Fatty, how do you know it's from Gus Chad? Because it's painted, and y'all, it's got that droopy dog on it, and he's saying, I ordered. So, y'all, don't forget, you still got 2 weeks, and y'all, remember, it's a cash money from the ATM machine is huge, huge, just huge. Yes, Big Fatty. Yeah, I gotta say, y'all, Big Fatty, this is going on longer than Baron Frosty's cruise of or the old gals' videos. It's true, y'all. I'm gonna try to finish it up today, y'all. We're up to I think we were finished with night, y'all. We went to the bathhouse that evening. The what was the name of it? The smokehouse, not the smokehouse. It was the I don't know what it was called, but it was something house too. And y'all, one of the things that there wasn't a whole lot of people in there, but there was one gentleman caller that yes, Big Fatty, that came by, and y'all, I had a real good time with him. And y'all, when he left, Durwood says to me, "Well, did Stumpy come in your room?" And I went, "What? Who is Stumpy?" He goes, "But wasn't that the guy that only had one leg? Was he in your room?" I went, "What?" And y'all, evidently, there was a guy, and he was in my room. There was a guy in my room that y'all, he evidently had like hit part of his leg below his knee. He had an artificial leg, but y'all, I didn't notice it. Big Fatty, but the king of observancy, it's true. But anyway, so y'all, evidently Big Fatty enjoys a little Stumpy every now and then. Big Fatty, well, guy, y'all, everywhere we went, we would drive by the Cheesecake Factory. And I would always, every time we drove by, I would always bring it to Granny and Durwood's attention. That, you know, if they wanted a cheesecake from the Cheesecake Factory, you know, we could turn here and go to that. Y'all, they never wanted it. Never wanted it. So, on Saturday, y'all, they had the party there at the resort. And Big Fatty was enjoying some Humpity Bumpity, and Granny and Durwood, they were out by the pool the whole time. And y'all, evidently, there were a couple of things that went on out by the pool that I was not aware of. Y'all, one of them, first of all, the two of them got drunk as a skunk. Drunk as a skunk. And y'all, evidently, there was some sort of iguana. There was some sort of iguana walking around on the roof, and he jumped, and it scared Durwood, and y'all, he screamed like a little girl, "Bee, that ain't a poor little thing." And so anyway, there was the leaping iguana, and y'all, then there was some bearish guy there, Igor, I think was his name. No, Big Betty, that was the Germans. Oh, well, anyway, so be it. Yes, Big Betty. Y'all had the sweetest note from Degessi, from a straight boyfriend, straight Bob down there in the future. And he says, "Herbert Grady, I just wanted to send my condolences to you and all the others in the community concerning Orlando." He says, "I currently don't have any inner tubes as I've just moved, and this is the first time I could get an e-letter to you." And y'all, I was wondering why I hadn't heard from Straight Bob after he said that he was able to start posting again. And y'all, then he disappeared. So Straight Bob, as soon as you get back on the inner tubes, let us know. Yes, Big Fatty. And I had the sweetest note from Miss Beaver also. And so anyway, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the old gal. And old gal, tell us what to look forward to on your show on Friday.
It is just the strongest, oddest...
Oh, we're used to strange and strong. It was hot anyway.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.